After around a decade of searching for a permanent location, a one-third scale replica of the St. John-built ship, the Marco Polo, has now been provided a home on Long Wharf on the St. John Harbour. The idea for the construction of the replica of the 1851 clipper ship arose almost 40 years ago, and the Marco Polo project was formed to fundraise and construct the replica. President of the Marco Polo project, Barry Ogden, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the lengthy process of getting the replica built and to its final location, as well as the history of the original ship itself and the shipbuilding history of the city of St. John.
When I was a kid, I was always interested because I had family way, way back. And then when I was going to university, UNB St. John, I wrote a very long paper on the history of the harbor and the Marco Polo and the Golden Age of Sail, which St. John was the third biggest in the world. And so I started gathering some people together and wondering if I could, if we could build this ship. And then I traveled to Ottawa to have the harbor and the ship and the Golden Age of Sail declared of National Historic Significance. I got the Marco Polo declared from the research that I'd done and the Golden Age of Sail. And that led to a monument, which we took the significance of it, and we went to the National Film Board and we got $1 million documentary out of it. They produced it, of course, and you can still buy that. The QR codes on the site of the Marco Polo. And then we started designing it, and we were going to design a full-size ship, which would be longer than the Canada Games Stadium and taller than the City Hall. We went down to a one-third size, which is still very big. And we just moved it last weekend to its permanent home on the waterfront in St. John.
Could you tell me a little bit about the history of the original ship and about St. John and its shipbuilding history?
St. John was one of the world leaders in building tall ships. And part of that we can thank Napoleon. He cut the British off their wood supply from Russia, Sweden, and Norway, and then they had to turn to someone who had wood, a river system. St. John was the home of the loyalists, and so these exiled American refugees had shipbuilding skills. The demand was there. The port is ice-free, and it's probably the only city in Canada that has a huge river system with wood and is on the ocean. So we started building ships, and then the Golden Age of Sail, where people were moving around the world in large numbers and product was moving, and we became the third busiest in the world. The Marco Polo sailed for 32 years. Most tall ships sailed for 10. She went around the world in 5 months and 21 days, which was astounding.
I understand that it has been built for some time now, but it took some time to actually reach its final location. How was that process in terms of actually finding a place to keep it and display it?
It was the Port of St. John that helped us. They got us a spot and on the waterfront. And, you know, we've been approached about other spots, but we wanted to be on the waterfront. Now, after 40 years, we have a home, and we're adding things to it. We're going to be adding a dock and the masts. And the masts are going to go right down into the ground. So we've had a lot of gifts in kind. Like last weekend when we moved, would have been about $40,000 with the two cranes and the six trucks and everything. And that was all donated. You know, I raised a lot of money in the city and over the years, mostly for food banks and kids playing sports. And, you know, you just got to sort of figure out all the little pieces and go at it that way, sort of one chunk at a time.
In terms of the importance of kind of like understanding the history, I mean, why is it important, this replica? Why were you so involved in it?
It's the greatest economic time in the city's history. All the housing that you see, the Victorian homes and 19th century buildings, which we have the largest collection in North America, still a huge draw for tourists, comes from that time period. And that 35, 40 years of Golden Age of Sail, the city was just booming. And also, knowing your history, knowing who you are, you know, we see it with everything from Black Lives Matter to gay rights to a community that's economically depressed, that having a sense of who you are builds a sense of pride and confidence and allows you to move on. And I sense at times that St. John's don't have that pride and confidence, but we do have a lot to be proud of. And that's got to come organically from within. And you see people change their lives by having a sense of who they are and being proud of it. And so being a teacher and a coach for decades, I saw that in kids, and I saw it in people, and realized that, you know, we have much greater potential than sometimes we give ourselves credit for. And then when you get people working together, rallying around something that's positive, you can make change.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.